How many of you are graduates to be engineer?
Seems
like I remember half of them.
Yeah, the initiative is...
What are you going to do with all of them? You going to teach anything else?
Well, if you think about that, that's a 6.4% of your growth. Here's what happens at A&M. At A&M, you have 10,000 students apply to be engineers. We accept about 1,500 or 1,600. There is another close to 2,000 that are just as qualified as the 1,500 or 1,600 that we accept.
And that's pretty common in any discipline in most universities. Nursing students, medical, dentistry. There's a whole bunch of students turned away. So but the fact that you're turned away, I guess, is the real world. But
in this instance...
You're going to make this your priority. Huh?
But in this instance, you have everybody from the President of the United States to every CEO of every Fortune 500 company saying... A huge problem exists in this country in that we do not have enough engineers, and we need to educate more engineers. And you have the top 10 engineering schools, of which we are one in every category, all hovering around 10,000 to 11,000. And I think Dr. Banks looked at that and says, why does that exist? There is no reason for that to exist. No one wanted to get out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
And so she analyzed it very thoroughly, went to the president, and came to me, and came to the conclusion, as our board did, that we think we can help solve a big problem in this country, and that is produce engineers.
Interesting.